Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Like I always say, I thought you'd like to tag along with me as I scan through the headlines and make some comments about what's going on or what might not be going on. Who knows? So let's begin. Let's see what we can see. Netflix adds trans character to reboot of Rocco's Modern Life, makes transitioning central to the plot. And it says they want to turn your child gay, or your childhood gay. Dad is horrified as public school convinces daughter she's a boy and he can't stop it. Is this not remarkable what's going on now? Did you ever think when you were growing up that you would see the day that these things would happen? Can you imagine what older people are thinking? They're probably sheltered from this. They probably don't see these kinds of headlines and don't even know what's going on. And that's exactly where the Jew wants them. You know what I mean? Ignorant to what's happening. But if they knew what was happening, I wonder what they would think. Of course, I know. Well, there would be some liberal ones, I'm sure. We got some really nutty people in our race at this point. Phew, what a world. UK first ads banned for sexism under new law. And they have a woman, it says, you beach body ready? And it has a woman that's in shape. See, they don't want anyone to see what a woman in shape looks like. You know what I mean? Because that would be fat shaming. You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know how many feelings are out there in the world? All those feelings just waiting to be affected and hurt. Or to be brought to tears by a fake news story. Oh, it's just all those feelings. Can you dig that? Can you? Listen to this. CNN fake news anchor Anderson Cooper excited by future white minority status. He's happy about that. Hopefully some Negro will come and bat him right in the back of his head, and then we'll see how happy he is then. Dave, are you speaking about violence? No, I just hope somebody will come and bat him in the back of the head. I hope a Negro will bat him in his back of his head. That'll teach him to be excited. That'll excite him about the future of white minority status, won't it? Listen to this. Poodlehead Rand Paul comes out in favor of red flag gun laws and no borders. That's communism, folks. Just think, they're called red flag gun laws. It's not a blue flag. It's not a green. Well, green, you know, would be another one of the. It's not a yellow flag. It's not a, you know, it's a red flag. For communism. And Rand Paul is all for it. Isn't he beautiful? I wonder, he must have just got his bank account recharged by the Jews. He looks awful happy. When that guy almost broke his neck back a couple years ago, I mean, you wonder why. He wants free, he wants no borders. I'd like to move them into his home with them and see if he likes borders then. Okay, what else do we see? Yes, you must have heard that the autopsy shows Jeffrey Epstein had broken bones in his neck. Yeah. Record numbers of teenagers developing eye problems from staring at glowing screens all day. Google. Oh, yes, I've seen this. Just in case you don't know about it, you may want to get a hold of it. Google blacklist leaked after they told Congress it didn't exist. Daily Stormer at the top of it. Well, it's not at the top, but it's there. Germany. This is the race war again. Police searching for Muslim who raped 14-year-old girl on a park bench. Second darkie charged with homicide of white father in his Bay City home. These Negroes are busy, aren't they? I mean, they're really doing a lot of good in our societies. You could see that. I mean, they complain about Baltimore. You should see they did interviews with Negroes in Baltimore. And this, you know, white people went up there and cleaned up the streets and cleaned up a bunch of trash. But the blacks, that 50% of them don't work. And they haven't got any time to clean up the streets. They just have time to complain about it. Florida. Insane-looking Hugh Manzee shoots white teen dead after argument in home. Hugh Manzee, I like that. Chimpanzee, Hugh Manzee. Excuse me. Death penalty sought for MMA Jigaboo, who murdered his ex-coal burner and her white male friend. You know, this is happening over... I mean, I've been talking about this for several years now. And you see that these coal burners, they're... What that means is it's a white woman going out with a chimpanzee. And, of course, they're being judged by being killed. And I don't see any sign of it slowing down either. It just seems like it just keeps going and going and going and going. Here's another one. Genetic throwback faces 40 years for stabbing his mud shark to death. Listen to this. Louisiana. Sow found guilty of killing 70-year-old white man in downtown Shreveport. Even the female, chimpanzees are getting in on the thing. Listen to this one. France. Bangladeshi Muslim rapes student after delivering food to her apartment. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think? What's going through your mind at this point? You know, when I was young, I never really paid attention to the news because I knew it was all bad news. But I should have been paying attention, I think. Although it was fake news. But I would have had a better feel for how it used to be and what it is now. I'm sure it's very much the same in its own way. Oh, yes. Philadelphia. White supremacist shoots six cops, but he's black. this is the same thing. In other words, you know, when I was looking through the stories, right, about this Philadelphia shooting. It's a new shooting now. And so now only two of the shootings in the last 2 months, which there's been over, I think there's been 36 or, well, 30, maybe 38 now. 36 of them are Negroes. But they wouldn't show the picture of who the shooter was. And, basically, I said, I know it's got to be a Negro. Because if it was white, they definitely would have shown him. Definitely. Maurice Hill, a notorious white supremacist. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, this Pocahontas mentally ill woman from Massachusetts that wants to be president, she falsely claims Michael Brown was murdered. She's trying to drag up an old Negroid thing that happened, that they, you know, she wants to get some Negroes to vote for her, so she's trying to drag up all this nonsense. That was a fake thing back then. It's still fake now. I forgot to mention this one, too. CNN fake news, Chris Cuomo, of course, he's an Italian, chimps out after being called Fredo. F-R-E-D-O. In case you don't know what that means, it means you're the black sheep of the family. You know what I mean? Black sheep? Well, you know, it's not like, it's not the same as Dago, but Fredo, you get it? So it turned out that in an earlier, couple of years ago, he called himself a Fredo. So it's kind of funny, though, ironic, that they try to make this thing. He was trying to say that Fredo is equal to the word nigger. So Fredo's black sheep, so maybe he's right. Fredo and then nigger means black. Maybe he's right. Black sheep, black. Yeah, maybe he's right about that. It's ridiculous nonsense. Bunch of ridiculous people trying to purport ridiculous things. They're trying to say that Russians killed Jeff Epstein. Everything that goes wrong in the world now is it's a Russian conspiracy. Yeah. Mexico to sue the United States over El Paso Walmart shooting. Well, good luck with that one. Bibi bans Omar and Tlaib from Israel. First, they invited them over there to come into Israel so that they could brainwash them. Then they banned them. I'd like to ban them from America, too, but what are you going to do? Cernovich, suggesting Epstein was Mossad is anti-Jewistic, but he is Mossad. Everything's anti-Jewistic, isn't it? I mean, breathing is anti-Jewistic, and so is looking at the trees in nature. That's very anti-Jewistic. Everything is. Now, there's this one thing that's cracking me up is the so-called Nazi party in America, which is a total fraud. It says top costume Nazi Jeff Shepp disavows white supremacy. So he went and he agrees with the Southern Law Poverty Center. And guess who took over the organization a while ago? A black fellow. There's a black fellow that's in charge of the Nazi party in America. Does that tell you enough? I mean, that speaks volumes to me. What about you? Well, U.S. fencer kneels during national anthem at the Pan Am Games. And it's a white man, I think, from what I can tell. I don't think anybody else does fencing anyway. Maybe some Asian fellows or something. I don't know. Let's continue. Alarm as Trump requests T-Rump. Request permanent reauthorization of NSA mass spying program exposed by Snowden. You know, this is cracking me up. This is the Jews that do these things, okay? They're still trying to talk about, the Jews came out a few days ago and they said, we don't want you to give the, they're trying to act like they're being merciful to their enemy, right? And they're saying, we don't want you to kill, to hang or to electrocute this guy to death, give him the death penalty, the guy that did the shooting in the Philadelphia synagogue. There is no shooting at the Philadelphia synagogue. There's never been the shooting at this synagogue. It's all a lie. It's a fraud. But they keep on reminding you about it, like as if it's real. And they're trying to do that here too. Listen, I have it. If you want it, write me at davidjamesboston@gmail.com. I have the bio. Not the bio. What do you call it? I've got it right here. This guy died in 2014. The obituary, right? Of this guy, Connor Betts. He died in 2014. There is no shooting at Dayton. But listen to this headline. Dayton shooter had cocaine, alcohol, and antidepressants in his system during the attack. But there was no attack. And they keep embellishing this story and lying further and further and pretending it's real. It's not real. Egyptian intelligence to prepare wide changes in media. Yeah, I know what that probably means. Yeah, they've got a dispute with the Pakistan and India, and there you go. They're killing each other now, and so it's like another war, and you know who's behind all wars. You know who wants this to go on. And the reason why I'm sure it's going on is because of the restructuring of the Middle East. That I just did a report on davidjamesboston.com in my blog. I suggest you go see that. It's called The Source of All Our Problems. And it was a great revelation to me, and I think it will be to you. It's not just a regular article, it's a study piece, and I suggest that you study this piece. When, you know, I knew that the wars had taken place in the Middle East, but I didn't really see the gravity of the situation. And so I made some maps for this article. I embellished the maps. What I did was I made them better than they really were. And you'll see what I mean when you go to the article, and you'll be pretty much shocked what you see. I was, for sure. Watch, cops nearly shoot Yankees GM after accusing him of stealing his own car. Yeah. Soon, doctors will screen everyone for drugs. Well, guess what? They've already been doing that. See, they always do these things like, did you know that, speaking of news, the poop man, Mr. Bill Gates, it says he wants to spray particles into the sky with metal particles in it, which will cause the sun to bank off the particles and go back up into, which will reduce global warming, the fake global warming thing. Well, isn't that interesting? They've already been doing that for years and years and years and years. And my question is, say if I was a billionaire and I wanted to go spray, I wanted to use my money and spray all over your country, I'm just going to be able to do that? No, I don't think so. I told you Bill Gates was a Jew, and you just got to go look at him. He's obsessed with poop. He's done everything he's done is Jewish. You don't get in control of something like Windows or whatever and all that money and not have the Jewesses come after you to destroy you. If he was a white man like Keith Raniere is, they would have sent the Jewesses to destroy him in his business. Believe me, they would have. U.S. Army inks deal for Israel's Iron Dome in historic first. So we're going to be buying weapons from Israel. I'd trust them, wouldn't you? Yeah. Thailand court acquits 24 red shirt leaders over 2010 protests. Red shirt leaders. And it says here, autopsy finds Epstein's neck was broken in ways indicative of homicide by strangulation. What else? Multiple bullets shot at two ICE facilities in Texas. Lots of shootings in the world, huh? You've never seen this many shootings before. As we play the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. What is that? Just to refresh your memory. The solution is they want to take the guns away from the people, especially the white people. So what they have to do is create gun problems all over until the people cry out for them to take the guns away. The only thing that I'd said to a friend yesterday about that was the Americans have the opposite reaction. It's not the reaction that they want. The Americans don't say, take the guns away. The Americans say, I'm going to buy guns. And I love it because it's sort of a reversal of they didn't get the reaction that they want from problem, reaction, solution. You see? I hope you find that as amusing as I do. Okay, let's see here. Next. MSNBC reporter says manager told her to dress like Ivanka T-Rump and not to look too Latina. So you wanted to pretend she's white, but she's a Latina. And she looks kind of white. Let's see. Girl 15 arrested for making terror threats against her high school via Snapchat. And this is Fresno, California. Yeah. Two dead, three injured in shooting near Alabama State University. Two men are dead and three others are injured. Geez, let's go look in the article and see these white men. Yeah. I don't see them saying who the shooter is here. Let's see. So again, we don't see. Yeah, no, they don't talk about it at all. So you know it's Negroes. That's what it is. Another shooting with Negroes. You see, somebody's using the Negroes for problem, reaction, solution. Remember I told you that in Chicago, and I'm sure it's in all those cities, the Negroes went on YouTube putting videos out saying that they would find pallets full of exotic weapons and the ammo to go with them. Now, these Negroes are given guns that you and I couldn't even buy in the stores. You understand that? United tells pilots no alcohol for 12 hours before flights. Oh, listen to this. At rally, T-Rump says considering building more mental institutions to address shootings. Mental institution. If you're going to build any mental institutions, Mr. T-Rump, build them for the Jews because they're the ones that have the mental problems. Oh, listen to this. T-Rump is possibly looking to buy Greenland. He means that the United States wants to buy Greenland. Wouldn't that be good for the people of Greenland? Wouldn't they be so happy to know that now they have a wonderful democracy like we have here in America, and they would be so free, too. They'd have free speech. Oh, it would be wonderful, wouldn't it be? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Just imagine you live in Greenland and you're free from this hellhole democracy and all around, and now all of a sudden somebody buys your country, because who can sell your country? And then you're under the domain of the devil and his children. Isn't that wonderful? Well, let's hope that that doesn't happen to those people. Still trying to pretend, this Dayton gunman. Still trying to pretend. Morally, they're trying to break America. Anti-trafficking activists on how culture of pornography is destroying society. Pelosi responds to Israel's decision to bar Omar Tlaib from entering country. Who cares what Pelosi thinks? If only she would just go away. Democrats threaten to reconstruct Supreme Court if it does not heal itself. Yeah. Incredible. Okay, let's see what else we see here. I always like to look at the world news. Now all of a sudden, Israel grants request by Rashida Tlaib to visit grandmother in West Bank. Oh, so they can control who comes into the West Bank. What is that? See, that's what that's telling you. A family of four was on a camping trip in Canada. Then a wolf attacked while they were sleeping. Now, that's the second such story. There was a family camping and a bear came in and bit a child in the face. With 78 days to Brexit, here we go. British Parliament ready to take on Prime Minister. Yeah. Okay. I don't see a lot more here. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Wow, this is weird. 10-year-old boy killed after being snatched by saltwater crocodile. A saltwater crocodile. Wow. Okay, well. Let's go to the next news stuff here and see what we can see. Yeah. Listen to this. Ocasio-Cortez, this mental case Jew, makes it clear, I am boycotting Israel until Netanyahu lets Omar and Tlaib in. Well, why don't you go on a hunger strike? It shouldn't take you long to be dead. The world would be a better place without that Jew. I'll tell you, that thing is mentally ill. You just look at the eyes of this thing, and you know that there's dancing demons in there. Exposed. This should surprise you. Most of 2020 Democrat candidates have more than nine figures in the bank. Hello. Here's the nutcase, the other nutcase with the dancing demon eyes. Pocahontas Warren goes on record she will implement gun control if elected President of the United States. That's what the POTUS is, President of the United States. Isn't that incredible? Thousands of T-Rump supporters reportedly unable to get into New Hampshire rally while plenty of seats curiously remained empty. Well, maybe some judge, you know, overruled the President of the United States, you see. That's another stupid game that I don't believe in. ABC News publishes misleading title. Several injured after driver plows truck into immigration protesters. Hello. You know how many people were expected to be at the T-Rump rally? 11,000 people. That's how many. Ocasio-Cortez again. T-Rump supporters not educated enough to recognize their own racism. Look who's talking. Oh, man. That is incredible. What else? Yeah. Israel bars entry to members of radical left squad of congresswomen. Yeah. The plot thickens. Epstein's bodyguard starts changing his tune, gives nervous interview. Well, you know there's more than meets the eye in this whole thing, believe me. What else do we see? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Pocahontas' presidential run should be over. Well, hopefully it is. The last thing we need is a woman leader. It's already bad enough with the men leaders. We don't need women ones, believe me. Oh, man, stupid stuff you see here. Unbelievable. Mostly black Americans apply for jobs at Koch Foods after ICE raids remove hundreds of illegal aliens. So the blacks are angry because they bring these illegal aliens in and they take jobs from blacks. And that's, I guess it's true, obviously, right? If mostly black Americans apply for jobs at Koch Foods. In other words, there's some of them that want to work. Not all of them want to remain on the welfare system or, you know, I call the prison system the welfare system as well. Because I think a lot of them go in, do these crimes and go into prison so that they can just have a nice, comfortable life behind bars. Like a chimp at the zoo. Let's see, what else? Kike book, listening to voice chats, plus paying contractors to transcribe them. Nice, huh? NBC and ABC, fake news, silent on shooting at ICE office. By the way, yeah, I'm glad that I see this headline right here. And I have the picture. Jeffrey Epstein had a bizarre painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress. And you can see it's really him in a blue dress. He's got red shoes on and a blue dress, you know, sort of like red, white, and blue. You get it? But It's really red, Jew, and blue, because he's not white. All right, let me whip on to another one and see what else we can see. You know, I find that most news sites are pro-Jew, and that's not surprising to me. And most news sites have the same stories. There's very few sites that have anything different than anyone else, really, when it comes down to it. CNN fake news. Terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week, courtesy of Lemon, Cuomo, and Ryan. So I believe what had happened was in some bar, first you have Chris Cuomo freaking out. He's an Italian. He's not white. And he's a Jew. And he's not Italian. He's Italian. And then you had this Don Lemon character do something vile to a bartender. And I don't know what the third thing was, but they're just, that thing is imploding. CNN fake news is just, it's imploded. I don't know why it's still even on the air, to be honest with you. What else? How to deal with demonic gossip queens. Just as I said, there's no different thing. This is different. Very interesting. I might have to grab onto that. Yeah. How to deal with demonic gossip queens. Now, that's interesting. Just as I say, nobody has anything different. Democrats don't care about families, just politics. I agree with that. Nobody cares about the American people. You know, I saw this thing that said, would Jesus vote for Trump? Well, obviously not. Trump is Mr. Drumpf. He's got Jewish blood going through his veins. But not only that, the father's not, Jesus is not into politics. How stupid, what a stupid, stupid headline that is. Yep. More Epstein, guards caught napping, faking their paperwork, creepy crap found. That's a weird headline, huh? Gun grabber Joe Biden trolled with this sign while campaigning, and the sign says, here it is, Joe Biden has been protected by assault weapons his entire life. He's doing an interview, and basically, I don't think there seems to be one guy paying attention to him, and then somebody's behind him with the sign. And it's kind of amusing. It is. Okay, let's go to the next one. How much time do we have? Not too bad. Weird. Weird, weird, weird. Oh, now it says, Rashida Tlaib rejects Israeli permission to visit her elderly grandmother because she will not be silenced after promising not to protest when she asked to be allowed into the West Bank. See, these people don't belong in our country. They should just be out of here. They don't belong here. We don't need their drama. We, just ridiculous. What else? Oh, a hunt on for white man seen placing two rice cookers in a New York City subway station by the World Trade Center. As both steamers and a third found in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood are declared safe. Well, maybe he was trying to feed the homeless. I'm not joking. Maybe he was. So now they finally showing that this gunman that shot six officers is a groid. Yeah. Uh-huh. Why didn't they show that right in the beginning? What else? Witness says Don Lemon may have been flirting with Hampton's bartender, who sued CNN fake news anchor for shoving his fingers in his face and grabbing his own genitals and asking, do you like, you know, the female genitalia or the male genitalia while out partying? So Don Lemon's a queer. You wonder why he's on CNN queer fake news, huh? I don't. What else? Captain at Rhode Island prison who drove his truck through peaceful demonstrators protesting the detention of ICE detainees as he is placed on administrative leave. Well, what is he supposed to do anyway if they won't let him get through to where he has to get to? I've seen that many times where people just drive right through the protesters. Okay, what else? I don't see anything there. What the heck? Let's see. North Korea fires two more nightmare missiles into the sea as expert warns of Kim's serious and impressive advancements in rocket power with the latest tests. Yeah, that's really, really, really a nightmare for me. I'm thinking about that all day and night, aren't you? Oh, listen to this. Donald Trump is going to buy Greenland and Mexico is going to pay for it. Sure. Just like Mexico is going to pay for the wall to be built too, right? Sure it will. Now Mr. Trump is all of a sudden pointing all the time, like Bernie. Mr. T-Rump. Pointing and pointing and pointing and pointing. Second British woman faces Epstein quiz. U.S. prosecutors want to speak to actress, daughter of Oxford University professor, over claims she was part of the billionaire pedophile. He's not a billionaire in the first place. Pedophile's inner circle while Ghislaine Maxwell's PA. Now, they could be just saying he wasn't a billionaire because there's going to be lots of lawsuits and the Jews want to keep that money, too. Don't think I haven't thought of that. Let's see what else. Millions of Google Chrome users may be still using logins that have already been leaked online. Leaked deliberately. All these leaks are deliberately. White mercenaries plotted to spread HIV through Africa through fake vaccination program, claims documentary. Well, I mean, they could just say that the blacks have weapons of mass destruction. And then they could just go bomb them into the Stone Age like they have everybody else if they really want to kill them all. Listen to this. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, he's a failure, writes letter to New York Police Department telling of his father's suicide in bid to help struggling cops after ninth officer this year takes his own life. So the New York Police Department people are killing themselves over there. I think why that might be happening, and that's not funny, is I think that there's some good officers out there that are finding out what this world is all about. And either they're not killing themselves, somebody's killing them, or they're finding out. There's a lot of military people that are finding out that they are not fighting for America's freedom. They're fighting for the Jew. And they're being discouraged heavily. Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo spreads to third provinces as officials announced 2 confirmed cases and 1 death. Well, they just came out and they said that they've got the cure to Ebola now. Tennessee inmate, 56, sobs his last words of Jesus wept before he is executed by electric chair after 32 years on death row for raping and murdering a girl, 15, and stabbing her mother to death in 1986. Now, this is a white fellow. So he gets the death row, which he should, but the Negroes don't. They get let out so they can do it again. School district is punishing children who owe more than $10 in lunch debt by giving them tuna sandwiches on whole wheat bread. Yeah, whole wheat makes you fat. It's not the wheat, your grandmother's wheat. Mormon father, 64, of kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart comes out as gay, reveals he is planning to divorce his wife and leaving the Church of Latter-day Saints. Looks like he's not going to be the god of his own planet now. what a world we're looking at. This world is so gonzo, boy. Gun rights group sues California to overturn ban on assault weapons for four months after judge blocked ban on large capacity magazines. Decorated National Guard band leader and New York High School choir teacher, 53, had sex with a boy, 16, at his home. Wonderful. That's just wonderful. Incredible. What a world. What can you say? Let's see what time it is here. Just checking. Okay, we've got time. Sorry if I'm not high-paced at this moment, but I'm looking for news stories that are kind of worth something, somewhat. I mean, really, none of these... I don't even believe all these news stories, you know. Even though I do these news scans, how much of this can you really believe? I don't know, you know? Okay, more shock stories. Yes, yes, yes. Jaws. Mexican illegal immigrant, 20, is found guilty of murdering a college student and setting his body on fire as he was released from ICE custody twice and told to self-deport each time. Get that again? Let me read that again. Mexican illegal immigrant, 20, is found guilty of murdering a college student and setting his body on fire after he was released from ICE custody twice and told to self-deport each time. Get it? Oh, my God. Oprah Winfrey, man, just getting a look at that thing make you want to vomit. G Chick-fil-A fast food chicken restaurant knocks Starbucks off the top spot in survey, which measures customers' emotional bonds with the takeouts they love. Well, I would never go to Starbucks. I never have. I've never been to a Starbucks coffee shop. I've had their drinks before or their coffee at somebody's house or something, but I have not gone to their, it was a natural boycott for me. Okay, what else? Cosmic rays. Boy 3 dies after shooting himself in the head with a gun that his father had put down as he was getting ready to leave their home. Yeah, the boy just grabbed the gun and pointed it at his own head, I'm sure. Yeah, I believe that. Wow, listen to this. Man is slammed online after he revealed he kicked a woman out of his party because she disrespected him by checking if he drugged her drink. I'd be offended too. If you don't trust me, you shouldn't be in my house. All right, let's go to another site and see what else we can see. Okay, this is a German site. Oh, good. Good. This is a very wise decision. Greenland tells Trump, we're not for sale. Well, if you're smart, you won't be for sale. Don't join America. America is the most evil country in the world. America and Britain have destroyed this whole world and are continuing to do so. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay, I don't know about this. I don't see much going on here. Mexico finds dozens of starving South Asia migrants. Yeah. German Finance Minister Scholz to run for Social Democrat leadership. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, listen. Germany to make additional payments to Holocaust survivors. Isn't that good news? Isn't that wonderful news? That made my whole day right there. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just so happy for those Holocaust survivors. Because, you know, I believe in that fable, don't you? You know, I believe everything about that, and I'm just a real proponent of that. Yeah. Yep. They've destroyed Germany. Germany is under occupation. I've been told, and I believe that. All right, let's look at New Nation News. Black African from Congo. Husband charged with murdering white wife. Australian humanitarian worker Jennifer Downs. The husband of an Australian aid worker killed in Fiji late last month has been charged with her murder. Jennifer Downs, also known as Jenna Lusaka, was found dead in her family home on July 23rd. Local police in Suva immediately identified Mrs. Downs' husband, Henry Lusaka John, as the main suspect. The couple share 3 children. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that just warm your heart and make you feel how wonderful a family like that would be? And here again, the judgment, right? Boom, gone. Listen to this. And this is a younger fellow too, this officer. Black driver in crash that killed white Broward Sheriff's Office deputy faces DUI, reckless driving charges. The driver hospitalized after last month's crash that killed Broward Sheriff's Officer Deputy Benjamin Nimtz. Sounds Jewish to me. I wonder if he knows Sheriff Israel. And he's got the officer does have the Dracula hair. Maybe he's a Jew. Listen to this. But it doesn't look like a white woman to me. It looks like a mixed white woman. She's got a Negroid nose. But anyway, it says white woman shot in head following black-on-white domestic altercation with promiscuous fornicating black sex pal dies. A city woman, Canton, a city woman who was shot in the head early Tuesday has died. Erica DeLong, 27, was pronounced dead at Ottman Hospital. So basically, you know, this woman was killed. Let's see what else. Black suspect arrested in deadly downtown. Oh, we're running out of time. Deadly downtown Charleston shooting of a white man. Charleston Police Department says U.S. Marshals arrested Shannon Lamont Johnson, 18, in connection to a deadly Hanover Street shooting on Thursday. Timothy Hammond Jr. died at 8:10 p.m. after being taken, there's the 9 in there, to Music, M-U-S-C, according to the coroner's office. The West Levenar Drive man is charged with murder and possession of a firearm during the commission of a violent crime. Johnson is being held at the Charleston County Detention Center, and a bond hearing is scheduled for 2 p.m. on Tuesday, according to the detention center. Johnson was arrested in April for failure to stop, possession of a stolen vehicle worth less than $2,000, no moped license, and disregarding a stop sign. Well, they disregard all laws. Yep, another white sex partner dead from a groid. Next story there, you know. So these stories just continue on and on and on and on. And that's the way it is. You know what? Let me tell you this. This has been a News Bites headline news scan report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.